Welcome to part two of the Layer 2 Yoga for the Vagina Introduction, Deepening Your Practice. Okay, so we know a regular practice is key. Now let's talk about how we use our vagina. Vaginal dexterity. In the Layer 1 sequences, the main focus when it came to squeezing the jade egg was squeezing the whole pelvic parfait as one, squeezing on the inhale, releasing on the exhale. In the Layer 2 sequences, we begin to introduce vaginal dexterity. Now, you've already had a taste of squeezing the right and left sides of the vaginal canal independent of each other. As you explore the 60-minute sequences, you begin to learn how to sip the egg up and down the vaginal canal and how to separate the vaginal canal into 12 different quadrants so that you can squeeze and release them independent of each other. Now, as with the sipping and many other aspects of this practice, this kind of vaginal dexterity, it takes time and patience to develop. And until you gain this kind of articulation, you want to rely on imagining the squeeze, building the neural pathways that way. You may even like to take your finger into your vagina occasionally to get some direct biofeedback on which muscles squeeze more easily. Egg practice, it's like learning dancing. You have to learn all these techniques, which look a little disjointed to start off with. But once you train the body, the dance happens naturally and you don't need to think about it. Vaginal articulation really is like learning to dance. It's an art. It takes practice to be able to do it. You can always go deeper into your practice. You can always gain more strength, more control, become healthier, and experience more magical orgasms. All it takes is your commitment to continue your journey inward with daily practices. Refining your poses. Yoga for the vagina is about strength, absolutely. And you will explore some more challenging poses in the 60-minute sequences that will help you build a strong core. But delving deep into these practices is also about cultivating inner strength, mental strength, emotional strength, and spiritual strength. When we develop this kind of strength on the mat, we're able to move through our life with a far stronger sense of self and deep belief in our abilities and who we are. When you look in the mirror, you want to be able to feel that strength as opposed to just seeing it through some six-pack or super buff biceps. Real healthy strength that comes from a place of love, not from a place of beating up of the body as some exercise regimes promote. When you take an approach like I share in the 60-minute sequences, you'll gain physical strength, yes, but you'll gain spiritual strength to match it, so that you as a whole person can function at your optimum. Our core is what supports us spiritually in our life and physically in our yoga for the vagina practice. Having a strong core makes us more resilient to life's ups and downs. The kind of strength you want is supple tone as opposed to tense muscle, because like we've discussed before, tightness and tension, it clogs up our energy flow and puts unnecessary pressure on certain organs that lead to injury and ill health. So how do we build both inner and outer strength? We begin to refine our practice and bring more awareness to building a solid foundation upon which to enter each pose so that our body supports us without accumulating unwanted tension. Before you come into any pose, you want to spend some time finding your foundation. Find places to ground down, find places to lift and lengthen. You will have seen in-depth descriptions in the play sheets in Layer 1 on how to do this in the foundation postures, such as easy pose, rock pose, and base position. In each pose, we're always looking for length and space through the spine. Then as you enter each pose, you want to let your heart lead the way in, always aiming to experience states of expansion. Focus on finding the deepest, fullest stretch in each position and movement. The roundest arch of your neck, the furthest twist of your spine, the longest forward stretch of your leg as you take a step. Move your body through the exercises with clear intent and self-assurance. Think economy of motion. Pay attention not so much to where you're going as to how you're getting there. This is about staying present, being in the moment of the action, as opposed to thinking ahead. Most importantly, you want to feel spacious in each pose. If you feel constricted or tense, then come out of the pose, find your foundation, and re-enter from a loving openness. As you hold the pose, bring awareness to what your face is doing. Is your forehead tense? Is your jaw locked? Your face is the mirror of your mind. Notice where you are unconsciously holding in your face or other areas of the body that are not directly involved in the pose, and invite those areas to soften and let go. Just going through the motions, just doing the poses physically, will only gain you minimal benefits. It's the presence and deep awareness you bring to your practice that will gain you all the benefits that are available to you in this series. Presence really is the magical ingredient that will open you up to a new experience of yourself. If you're after a deep transformational healing, make sure you add presence and awareness to each pose. We need to honor how our body is built, what it's doing anatomically, what it's saying, and how it feels in each pose. Find yourself getting tired or frustrated? Drop into the breath. Use your breath to anchor you in each posture and help you go deeper inside it. All yoga postures are balanced geometries done with presence. Being able to do yoga comfortably is simply balancing your body so that gravity serves you. The more we try to strain and conquer our body, the tighter we get. This is because we're fighting gravity. A large part of learning to do postures well is setting up a geometric balance that allows us to interact with gravity in a positive way. What I'm saying is that you want to let gravity align you. How do we do this? We bring awareness to the area of the body that is making contact with the ground. Depending on the pose, it might be our sit bones or the soles of our feet. And we intentionally anchor down through that area. You want to feel like you're plugging into the earth. Find areas in your body to ground down. Let weight settle into your elbows. Let your shoulders slide down your back. At the same time, let your heart lift. Imagine there is a helium balloon gently pulling you up from the crown of your head, creating length in your spine. When we're plugging into the earth, while at the same time letting the heavens lift us, we create more space in our body and far better alignment. So once you find this nice balance between heaven and earth, find your comfortable edge. Everyone's edge is different. Maybe committing to a daily practice is your edge. Perhaps holding a pose for 10 seconds longer is your edge. Maybe staying with the negative emotion as it surfaces is your edge. Discover what your edge is and then go to meet it. We don't have physical weaknesses, we only have mental weaknesses, and any physical weakness is a direct reflection of the mental weakness. Therefore, as we heal the mental weakness, the physical heals naturally. Doing a good practice isn't about nailing every posture. Each pose is simply an invitation to explore your body in a new way. In Yoga for the Vagina, we're working to release stuck energy. In doing so, it's important to avoid focusing too much on the physical shape of the posture. If we become preoccupied by what our bodies can do, the flow of energy becomes restricted. Therefore, we start by accepting and enjoying what we're able to do at any moment with joy and with love. In yoga for the vagina, we are always improving and refining ourselves. Just relax and enjoy the process rather than looking at the outcome or trying to get to a certain point. Find the grace in your transitions. It's not just the poses we want to refine, but our whole practice, and that includes the time between each pose, the transitions. How you move from one pose to the next is everything. Take your time. Be graceful. Make the transitions as much of the practice as the actual poses. Feel that connection stay with you as you move into the next pose, as this will start to invite you to take more connection into your day as you move from one activity to the next. And that's what we're aiming for here, to take the connection on the mat into our everyday life. The way we move on the mat usually is indicative of the way we move off the mat. When we practice moving with intention on the mat, we're practicing moving with more awareness, and it becomes easier for us to move from that place of connect off the mat. Many people just flail about with no real awareness of themselves as they do things. This practice helps teach you how to connect in as you go about your daily life, because when you move from a place of connect, the quality of your life, it blossoms. So as you explore the layer two sequences, infuse this principle into your practice. Relish and stay present in the transitions as much as the poses. Take your time and mindfully make your way into this next pose. Find the pleasure and grace in each transition. Make it beautiful. Make it juicy. A lot of people don't get injured in yoga, but in the transition, because they lose connection with their center. And the same happens in life. We experience problems in life because we've lost touch with our center. You may like to imagine your 60-minute practice is a story, and each pose is a new chapter within that story, one chapter leading into the next with fluidity. This is the kind of smooth transition we're looking for, to be held captivated by each development, no matter how small. Let the story unfold. We're not here to do yoga, we're here to have an experience.